It's a very good Norman. Very good Norman. Corey, we're having trouble with your name this morning. Good morning, Corey Norman.
Good morning.
Norman, we've called you Corey Newman.
Sorry, Corey.
We're having a shocker. How are you, mate? Better than us. Oh, no, you're not, actually.
Not too bad. Just getting into training now, actually.
When you're driving there to training, what's the thought process, Corey? We know how hard everyone must be working there. You're just looking for that magic sort of wand, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I think, you know, driving to training, the thing is just to try to stay positive. You know, no one likes losing 6 days in a row. You know, it's hard enough when you lose a couple, but, you know, you just got to try to stay positive and have a spring in your step because, I think I said this before, if you come into training, you're moping around, it just gets worse and worse, you know what I mean? So you've just got to try to stay positive and just attack every day when it comes.
And I think that's the key, Corey, and I think the senior players, yourself included, need to lead the way in that regard. So, yeah, we're going through some tough times, but when you get out there, train with plenty of energy, plenty of talk. And the other thing I like, when a good football team is going well, and I know some listeners may not see this, but you're having fun. Yeah. You've got to have fun. You've got to turn up, and it's got to be positive, but it's got to be a fun environment. It just can't be sort of, you know, hard work all the time. You've got to have a bit of a laugh, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this week we've had a few, you know, we've changed training a bit, you know, with a few, you know, few games and, you know, con games and that, which has just lightened us up a bit. And, you know, we're throwing around the footy and playing a bit of footy there and just having a laugh with each other there too as well. So, you know, like you said, we need to have a bit of fun as well. But, yeah, it's, like you said, fans, they're probably listening and going, is he all right?
I know, because you, when you're down and out, the worst thing, you know, the last thing you need is someone to just be keep riding you and riding you and riding you, because it becomes monotonous and then you can lose focus and people go off in their own direction. So you've got to keep people tight, you've got to keep them together. You're talking about those games though, Corey. I'm assuming a lot of that has to do with attack. What's going on with your attack this year? Because, you know, last weekend you couldn't score a try. You've scored 6 points or less in a couple of games already this year, and it's just not happening for you at the moment.
Yeah, you're right. I think a big thing is confidence at the moment. You know, that's a big thing in this game, confidence. And I think, you know, we're lacking it at the moment. And that tends to happen when you lose a few games and, you know, everyone's just a bit tense and low on confidence. That's what I can put it down to.
Corey, the pressure of being a playmaker, it's all great to be a playmaker when you're winning games and you're getting all the accolades and the Dally M points and so on and so forth. As a playmaker, when you're on a bit of the rough end of the pineapple, you search yourself. Do you feel like you need the ball in your hands more? Do you feel like you've got to now step up and take control of the side? Are you still happy to share those duties with Mitch? How's that balance going?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm touching the ball a bit more than Mitch at the moment. Now, and like you said, it's all good when you're winning games and you start losing a few games and you start questioning yourself, you know, as a ball player, but that's that confidence thing, and like I said before, like when I come into training, I'm trying to stay positive and just really just stay upbeat, and you don't want to be you know, doubting yourself on the field. And I think at the moment we've got low confidence. That's across the park at the moment as well.
How is Brad going? And Corey, might be a difficult one to answer, but has he taken on a bit too much? Because I was reading somewhere you lost your assistant coaches in Pete Gentle and Luke Burt last year. You lost your wrestling coach in Brett O'Farrell, and they haven't been replaced. So is Brad taking on too much work?
Oh, look, that is a hard one to answer because, you know, we've got Steve Murphy who does a tremendous job as well, and we've got Joey Grimer here as well that does stuff with us as well. So, you know, I don't think he has. Because them two help him out a lot. At the end of the day, they're working around the clock to get everything right for us. And I think just as players, we've got to look at ourselves and not look to them, and we've got to look at ourselves and try to get ourselves out of this rut, because they're doing everything they can around the clock to help us out.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Corey Norman from the Parramatta Eels. Corey, we were chatting with Aaron Woods yesterday, and they had the old truth session at the Bulldogs, and it worked a treat because they went to the Cowboys and actually won in North Queensland. Have you? I guess you guys have already had the truth session, have you, or do you need one?
No. We've had a truth session as well. Like we've been honest with each other throughout this whole process, and look. I wish I could explain it to you, but it's just so hard to, you know, come up with something. But, we've had our honest discussions, and at the moment we're just an ill-disciplined team that's not giving ourselves a chance, and we're low on confidence. So, you know, if we fix this discipline, issue up, I think the second half there the other night, I think it was 13 sets to our four. Like, how are you going to win, you know, try to get back into a game like that? And when you're low on confidence, that hurts as well. So at the moment, we're just an ill-disciplined team who's not giving ourselves a chance to, win football games.
Yeah, and you talk about those truth sessions, Corey. One thing you know, if you will lose too many games, that Brad will have to make some tough decisions on players' futures, both in the long and short term. So it'll get to that stage if you keep losing that
exactly,
plenty of players will be under pressure.
Yeah, exactly right. And with them truth sessions, I think you've got to be true to yourself and have a really hard look at yourself and be able to copper spray off someone. We can't just start... When you start blaming other people, that's when it gets messy. So, you know, everyone's got to have a hard look at themselves and just stick with each other and stay positive.
Geez, Manly have got a few troubles of their own. They've got some ructions over there, but they'd be looking to bounce back after what's been... a really bad performance as well for them over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I think they got a bit of a touch up against the Tigers there, and we still remember what they did to us round two as well. So that doesn't give us motivation. I don't know what will. So yeah.
Some positives to Parramatta though, Corey. Gutherson returned last week.
Yeah,
Jared's back. Takaringi's back. So at least you get a bit more strike back into your team.
Yeah, look, I thought Gutherson, like I was saying all last week, he didn't miss a beat last week. I thought he was probably one of our best player out there, first game back. So, good job to Gutho. And Hainsey and Tackers is back. Like you said, there's a bit of strike back there as well. So, we just need to get out there Sunday and put a good performance in.
And, Corey, that shoulder injury has quite clearly hampered Bevan French, and you're just lacking that freakish play from either a Bevan French or a... I know Sammy's gone, but he's a bad loss too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, mate. But, we've still got strike across the park. You know, we were talking about that before the start of the year, so nothing's changed there. And Bevan, he's an AC joint there, giving him a bit of grief. But, he'll bounce back.
Corey, it's easy to come on the program as an expert or a regular and talk about all the great victories and the good moments. I know it's hard when you've been on a bit of a losing streak, but we appreciate your honesty. And we got that sort of feedback last week, and I'm sure we'll get it again today, mate.
No, cheers. Thanks for having us.
Well done.